Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. All right, time for some more gut-punching. Unfortunately, gut-punching statistics when it comes to mental health in Montana. We have one of the highest suicide rates in the nation. Top five for suicide in Montana over the past 30 years, right? Access is a big problem that we have. Substance use, you know, provider shortages, youth depression. There's numbers here, and we'll talk about that as well. What are we doing? What are we doing about mental health? Not just in our youth, but for ourselves as well, the adult, the youth. Montana is moving the ball forward in a lot of areas. We're going to catch up on that today from the legislature. Matt Kuntz is with us here, and Casey Wick as well from Matt's with NAMI, National Association for Mental Illness in Montana. And also Casey Wick, independent living specialist at Ability Montana. A bit later on, too, Jim Dolan is going to join us. He's Montana sculptor, and he is also fighting mental health awareness or promoting mental health awareness. We'll talk about that today on Voices. Yeah, I do give these statistics out, and I often call them gut-punching, and I think that's very true. The youth suicide rate for Montana, according to DPHHS, from 2013 to 2022, almost a decade there, kids aged 10 to 17, I know, you give these rates out and you feel like, oh my gosh, do you have a purpose outside of just scaring? Well, it's okay. It's okay maybe to scare people a little bit. It's scary for some, that's for sure. If they're in the middle of mental health challenges, 13.2 to the suicide rate of kids aged 10 to 17 was 13.2 per 100,000. That's nearly three times the national rate. And that was 2013 to 2022. The nice thing about that, I guess, is when you're looking for the bright side, is that people are aware, and I think we're making movement. We're making waves going forward. Let's talk about some of those waves they're making at the legislature. And welcome Matt Kuntz. He's executive director of Montana's chapter of NAMI. That's the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And joining us today, also Cassie Wick is with us too, independent living specialist 3 at Ability Montana. That's in Butte, Montana. First, good morning, Matt. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks so much for having us this morning and for all the work you do on mental health in Montana.
Well, thank you for all the work you do on mental health in Montana. Cassie Wick, same. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm really glad to be here. I think this is such an important topic to share as far and as wide as possible. So what a treat to be here.
Is it okay, Matt, that I don't know. I'm sure it's okay, but I give some of these statistics out and you know, it sets a tone a little bit like, we're failing our kids or wow, we're, this is as bad as it gets kind of. But I think it's important to remind people, the realities of where we're at with mental health.
I think it's really important. And I do think that that's part of the challenge is how do you face those realities while still focusing on the work?
Yeah,
and you really have to do both at the same time, or you can't make Montana better at this stuff. I think it's really important.
Cassie, why don't you tell us what your line of work is? All right, what Ability Montana is, and then and maybe address the same question: How do we talk about moving the ball forward and still face these sometimes bleak realities?
Yeah, so Ability Montana is one of the four centers for independent living that serve Montana. Ability Montana specifically serves the southwest part of Montana, 14 counties. And then Summit Independent Living serves the west. North Central Independent Living Services serves the north. And then Living Independently for Today and Tomorrow serves the east Billings area. And so between us, we serve any disability, any age, and we're really meant to be an advocacy and resource center for folks, primarily connecting them with the appropriate resource. And so, you know, what's been happening lately in the last number of years, and especially since COVID, it's been really hard to find the right resource when people come to you in need of mental health supports. And so I think I don't speak just for me, but just saying we feel lost, and the pressure to not be able to connect someone with something that feels appropriate, feels timely, feels useful, just has left us feeling really helpless.
And that's one of the areas, I think, Matt, that this legislature is focusing on, or at least there's an awareness about the fact that we do not have these crisis clinics, so to speak. We do not have very adequate, or I don't know, I would let you describe it. What is our emergency response resource ability right now in Montana?
Yeah, I guess for us, we've been trying to build up the mental health financing system. Like Cassie said, it was really 2020 when it became obvious to everybody, but the bottom fell out of our mental health financing system in 2017 with some budget cuts, and then it just got worse and worse in the COVID. And we launched an effort. It was an interim study in November of 2020 with the legislature to look at it. We spent two years trying to figure out what's a better mental health financing system. And NAMI doesn't get money from that. It's all the providers. So we were open to whatever. And what rose to the top was certified community behavioral health centers, which really do have a focus on urgency and meeting the urgent needs and using coordinated care to do that. And then they also make sure that these providers are paid at a rate that they need to be in order to do the work. So that was what rose to the top. It's a national movement. Senator Daines has pushed it in Congress. And, you know, it really was what came in. And then the 872 Commission came in after that, and this ended up being their number one priority. So it was great to have two different groups study our mental health financing system and say, this is what we need to do. And that led us to a bill. It's House Bill 574 by Representative Jane Gillette from Three Forks to implement those and to really put kind of a Montana spin. So that's been one of the big things that we've been working on at the legislature, and we passed the House unanimously and just passed Senate Public Health on Friday unanimously.
So that's a big move forward here. Again, that's HB 574, House Bill 574, Department of Health and Human Services. They're directed to implement these certified community behavioral health clinics. And then the idea is to build more integrated mental health. Substance use is also part of that formula. Matt Koontz, Executive Director, NAMI Montana. That's NAMI, the National Association for Mental National Alliance, pardon me, for Mental Illness. He's a West Point guy, went to University of Oregon, where he graduated law school. And then, as we have talked about, his challenges, you know, with family members that brought him into this battle, and he's just been a warrior ever since. Cassie Wick, independent living specialist 3 at Ability Montana, and that is abilitymt.org. Cassie, I'm not sure, you know, if you're following this bill a whole lot, but let's talk about, you know, what it would do. Implement certified community behavioral health clinics. Step in the right direction, ma'am.
Yeah, definitely. I think I feel very lucky to be able to partner with Matt. This is my first time actually being able to go up to the legislature, so I'm kind of learning everything. And then this bill came up, and I got very excited because in the last number of years, I have been taking on a role that I don't have capacity for, which is almost serving as like a targeted case manager for folks that genuinely need that service, but it does not exist. And so when this bill came up and I read it and I was able to visit with Matt, I was just like, this feels hopeful. And it feels like a way that you can actually genuinely access services that doesn't feel daunting. Right now, if someone is ready to seek help for their mental health or a family member is ready to help them, it is a very daunting task. There's, if you need a therapist, you have to go, it's not, you can't just call a therapist and get an appointment. You have to call several therapists or email several therapists and hope that someone can take you and your insurance. And it's exhausting. And so if you're ready to get help and then it doesn't exist, a lot of times people will back away from it and feel like, well, no one can help me. And then kind of beyond that is, if you need somebody that's going to help you a little more, like stay on top of paperwork and medication management and just those day-to-day things that end up adding up when you're already feel like you're drowning, that doesn't exist. And so what I think is happening is a lot of service providers are trying to do their best to make up for this huge loss that, as Matt said, happened in 2017 when there were just more robust services. And now we're all trying to create a net and people are slipping through. And so I was thrilled about this bill. And when I stood up, I just kind of shared, we're exhausted, you know, and I can't serve someone well if I'm not doing well. And so how do we create just a bigger group of people to support what's going on in Montana?
Matt, how would this work? What's the model for HB 574 to work in Montana?
Yeah, it's, so really, it's a funding model, and the behavioral health centers have to agree to do a model of care that requires them to do that kind of integrated care that Cassie talked about, to have the case managers available and to be able to serve people with urgent needs, and also to report on the data. That's one of the things that's been great. We have had a few of these as pilot sites right now, like Eastern Montana Mental Health Center has been piloting in Miles City. We have Many Rivers has been piloting in Great Falls, you know, so we are doing this. And what they're also doing is reporting on the data. Really great metrics for what we're getting for our dollar in mental health care in a way that we just weren't before. But what this also does is allows the mental health centers to really be clear on this is how much it costs us to deliver the care. So the rate can go up in order to meet the actual needs that they have. But that's just a really key part. But it is something building on what we've been doing in Montana in the past 3 or 4 years.
Jim Dolan's going to join us a little bit later on here, too. He's Montana's metal sculptor, long career, you know, the Blue Horses outside of Three Forks there as well. A lot of other artwork around. He is in on mental health awareness as well and has suffered a tragedy in his life as well regarding mental health. And I know that you'll recognize his work. He's got a new thing going on here, sculpting phone booths, and he's going to place those across the landscape of Montana as a reminder that, one, that there's help out there, and two, you know, be aware of your own mental health, and then also don't be afraid to reach out. There's services out there. We're talking about improving those services here today. Matt Koontz is with us, Executive Director of NAMI Montana, National Alliance for Mental Illness. He's also an author. Just picked up a couple of some of his books, a little short story here, Cross, Temple, Empire, Damascus Road. I'm looking forward to that, Matt. Cassie Wick, Independent Living Specialist 3 at Ability Montana. That's based in Butte. And she also is the owner of a boutique lifestyle shop in the heart of Uptown Butte. Hey, Cassie, it's got to be fun to have a shop right in the heart of Uptown Butte, isn't it?
It's the best. Yeah. Butte has been incredible to us, and just what an opportunity to give back to our community by having a space in the heart of Uptown Butte.
Yeah, you design your own apparel and carry other lifestyle goods there too. Pretty cool. Let's open it up. Again, some of these statistics are pretty hard on us from 20. This comes from DPHHS again, from 2012 to 2021. Severe psychological distress among Montana adults rose 42%. With young adults, that's 18 to 34, and females and individuals with disabilities experiencing the most significant increases. You know, as we become more aware of our mental health challenges, that's a good sign. There's still lots of things, I think, to accomplish. Let's talk about, from your perspective, what this Montana legislature, we talked about one major bill here, HB 574. There's a few others out there. Senator Yakowitz has one. That's Mike Yakowitz from Billings. And he's obviously all in as well. Really much a very good advocate there. But trying to there are some bills out there aimed at trying to identify a need early on as well. What do you see, Matt? What do you like? What needs to be accomplished?
I just think this legislature has been amazing for mental health, you know, from top to bottom. There were a lot of the recommendations from 872 commission that have moved forward that will do things like bring in the targeted case management before certified behavioral health centers have started, or finding ways to help keep Montana kids in state at treatment facilities instead of sending them out of state. You know, there's just a lot of good things. Of course, Medicaid expansion is huge for our whole care system. So it's been an amazing legislature. A lot of them are still in the works. There's a few different commitment bills trying to find best way to get kind of the highest levels of care. And then there's also some bills to help move people out of the jails that are really deeply struggling with mental health conditions that those jails are just not equipped to manage. So it's been a fascinating session, you know, because of some of the huge ones that have went forward, but also just the breadth, you know, from youth to adults, in the communities, in the institutions, there has been a lot of different action. And I think we'll see a lot of action in the next month or two.
Cassie, what do you see that it's going to have an impact on what you do? And you're in sort of a unique position as well, because you're not always dealing with mental health wellness. But maybe there is an element of mental health wellness that underlies a lot of what you do there too. But what do you see being accomplished there that's going to help you as an independent living specialist in Butte, Montana?
Yeah, and I'll just clarify that we have offices for Ability in Helena, Butte, and Bozeman.
Good.
So it's a really good team effort. This is my first session, and so I'm learning all about it and just really appreciating being mentored by incredible folks like Matt. Some bills that I've been seeing are really important is they're attempting to set up portals for people to assist those who are applying for benefits. Just things that will create more ease and less stress on a person, better communication. There's a bill this week that's meant to help with making the helpline better at the Medicaid offices. So things like that also reduce some mental health struggles. A lot of the folks we work with are having co-occurring conditions. So you might be, you know, living with one disability, but you're also dealing with other mental health things that just co-occur because life can be more difficult when you don't have access to the things you need. So I'm looking at those bills. I've been kind of going on a wider breadth that will help get people services that need them. But I have noticed just personally in this work, the biggest gap I've seen is with mental health. And so it's been just an honor to be able to speak on these bills and know that there is a path forward and that they're getting good reception up at the legislature.
Matt, what helps when we talk about, there's a couple of subgroups that we talk about here when it comes to mental wellness, and that's our youth, because we've seen some disturbing statistics there, also in our veterans as well. I know there's something being accomplished, hopefully accomplished at the national level as well. Let's peel into a little bit of what's going on here in Montana for our youth. I mentioned Senator Mike Yakowitz that Senate Bill 244 has passed the Senate, and it's under consideration in the House, and that aims to kind of get early detection and treatment of mental health conditions. And, you know, some of that, I guess, is unnerving to a certain degree. When is it appropriate to, you know, understand what early detection is and early treatment of those kinds of things? But give us that sense of what they're doing for the youth in that regard, and then let's also pick up on the veterans And you yourself as one. Thank you for your service, Matt.
No, thanks, Tom. There's a lot of different youth things going on. I mean, I know the one with Senator Yakovitch helping the schools. Teachers know how to identify and how to help kids get into care if they need it. It's critically important. Cheryl Schaefer from NAMI Billings has been pushing that for years and is just a tireless advocate for youth. There's a couple of different programs that we've been excited to be involved with. The Youth Aware of Mental Health Program, which has really expanded around the state, and they're about to train 20 more people at the beginning of April. Mm. And it's, you know, all the way from Miles City to Ronan to get more schools. There's 30 schools already. And they're continuing to expand it. They're also bringing in team mental health for first aid, which we've been excited to work with the Department of Public Health and Human Services and Montana State University to get more and more schools to be able to have these for our kids, or proven programs that are ready to go, and the communities are jumping on board.
And Cassie, you noted something. Thank you, Matt. Cassie, you noted something too. Senator Wendy McCamey, Republican out of Great Falls, Senate Bill 497. This one, recognizing that mental health challenges are also difficult on medical professionals. You kind of referenced the burnout in the industry a little bit. Can you address that? And, you know, is there encouragement in this moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I can just kind of do it anecdotally from my own experience and watching my own community try to meet a need and not have the proper support. So I think acknowledging that, you know, once again, if we get overwhelmed, then we're also not able to give people what they need. And so just that's such a slippery slope. And I think we all value like the work we're doing to help people. And we help people best when we feel like we have a really solid base to back us up and make sure that there's not just everything on one person, but lots of different resources within each community. And like we said earlier, our more rural communities really struggle. And there's so much pride around getting help that that's even a bigger barrier. So I think just any of these efforts that are happening at the legislature to A, open up the discussion, and B, give funding to it, are really important next steps for Montana to be as healthy as possible.
Thank you, Cassie. Matt, what should Montanans keep an eye on here? We got 30 seconds or so for this one. Moving forward.
I just think our overall mental health funding and how we make it work in Montana, there's been huge gains, and we got a long way to go, but I think there's a lot of hope.
There are lots of resources out there. I should have pulled it up, and I'm sorry, I meant to do that. I was just talking with Jim Dolan during the break there as well, but the Beyond the Weather campaign, as Matt Koontz and Cassie Wick had noted, you know, we're very much a rural state, Montana, and there's a lot of space in between professional health care and mental health care providers as well. And there is a stigma regarding mental health, and, you know, I don't want to talk about it, or I'll just get over it, and that's not always the best answer is I'll just get over it, right? And so there it is, Beyond the Weather, and it's simply beyondtheweather.com. It's something that was organic here from Northern Broadcasting as well, and it's really taken off. They provide some free mental health services and resources. It's really they're growing rural mental health because there's a need in Montana. So beyondtheweather.com for more information. And here's somebody who's operating Beyond the Weather, Jim Dolan. He's Montana's sculptor, and for the last 50 years has been out there creating and inspiring all across the state of Montana. You know about his 39 steel blue horses there near Three Forks, and you might not know about this one, the 36-foot sea eagle in Osaka, Japan. He has picked up another cause here, which is very, very important to him, and we'll talk about that as we welcome Jim Dolan. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Oh, great, Tom. I'm really glad to be here.
thank you for coming on. Now, we visited with Jim, it was probably a month and a half ago or early February. And you were just kind of in the, genesis stages, I guess, of this project where you're building phone booths. And the idea, I'll let you talk about it, okay? Talk about these sculptures, and then there's some news to share about them, too.
Okay. Yeah, Tom, and what I've been working on is, I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I have some pretty good commissions. Like, most of my work is commissioned, but I was trying to think, with the mental health issues in Montana, what part can I play in this? Because, my family has mental health challenges, and also, we've had a suicide in the family, and so it's a personal thing besides everybody else in Montana. So what I thought, how can I do something different that if there's counselors out there and there's programs and that's all one-on-one to people, I think. But I think the isolation really affects people. And so what can I do to change that, at least allow it to maybe move in a different direction? So what I'm doing is making telephone booths and then putting, we make the phone and we have them, we're going to set them out across Montana. We can probably the first of May, we'll start putting them out. We have like six locations pretty much located now. But it's basically central and eastern Montana where the isolation is. And what I'm hoping to do across the front of it, we says call home. On one side has, keep in touch. And the other side says dial 988, which is a nationwide mental health program. And someone will answer that phone. But trying to get people to see there's a physical way of seeing they have to get some help, or they can help their friends. Hey, have you seen this phone booth? Has dial home. Well, maybe when's the last time you talked to your mom or your brother or something like that?
Yeah.
You got to keep in touch. That's part of being a human being. And if you lose that, then pretty soon you're isolated and it's hard to come back from no isolation. So I'm hoping these phone booths, they're painted, watermelon red, they even put a solar light on top so a night to light up might freak a few people out. But, we're hoping to put these either in the communities or alongside the highways so people just be a reminder. Oh, yeah, somebody cares. Something's going on. And so what I've been working with these, and we have to have some money to make these things go. But I've got enough to get 10 out there right now, and that's what we're going to be doing part of the 1st of May. And who knows how effective it will be, but it's one more. It's a physical thing that people can see, which is different than a program, a written program or some oral counseling that you go to. So I don't know. It's never been tried before, so I thought we'll try something different.
I like it. I mean, we were there, and you can see these things. They are. When you place those, and you're hoping to dot those across some locations in Montana's landscape, so to speak, and so trying to create that buzz about it as well, so we have some awareness when people see these. So, what are they? They're actually phone booth structures. They're going to stand probably what, 12 feet tall?
They're actually about 8 feet tall.
Yeah. With the base. Okay. From the base. All right. Yeah. I added, right. They're taller in my mind, when you see them up close. You have also had somebody come alongside. Now, it was an anonymous donor to this, but talk about how important that was for you, Jim, in this project.
Well, I had one of my, clients, but also a good friend who lives in Montana part of the year and part of the year someplace else. He came along and he saw where I was starting last fall, and he came in this last February, I guess it was, and came in and said, basically, I'll sponsor 10 of these. So we got 10 to put out. And so that was really nice. So that allowed me to, I have labor with it. I have to hire somebody to help do this booth, mm-hmm. and pay the materials and all that. But so we can get the program started. And that's the biggest thing. So I think once you're out there, people are in their community. But the biggest thing is that people somehow see the maybe smile and might say, you know what, I need a call. I haven't called my son for a long time. Or is somebody you don't like, give him a call. Or keep in touch. When's the last time you told your family what you're doing? If you go for a 3-day trip, do you tell anybody or do you just take off and go? You know, that's like, it's an awareness of what you are, the neighbors. Because Montana is isolated, the eastern part of the state, and that's a given. But if we can somehow tie people into the state a little more, in the people of Montana, I think it's something we can pursue. And who knows, maybe this phone booth thing will just be an anomaly or something like that out there. But I think it, and that's my contribution, that, another piece of sculpture and saying dedicate this to the mental health system is not really good. But these phone booths will be, you're going to travel eastern Montana, you're going to see one, you know, every time you go somewhere. And that's my goal.
Yeah, that's the idea. An anonymous donor has sponsored 10 of them. Now you're searching for some locations. You said that people have contacted you, and it is jimdolanart.com for more information. Of course, like you noted, you've been doing this for 50 years, so you've certainly made some friends in the field. But you've got 6 locations already. That's not a bad start.
I think so. I think for these are all at none of them. Well, some are in a community, so I don't know if they're going to be inside community or on the edge of the community. But I'm trying to cover all of eastern Montana. It's going to take a while, but if we can get 10 out now, that the people eventually will see them, and they can put one in town. They don't have to be out in the country. So I think we got a rancher down Ecolac way who was said okay to it, and we're working on one up in Plentywood. So it's going to happen, and I'll be out there delivering phone booths across the state of Montana. And they'll probably be the only ones out there look red, watermelon red.
Now, when I saw them, they were black, but was that just the primer? You decided to go with watermelon red?
Mm. Yeah, the primer was that pickup truck Bezliner. It's called Rhino Liner, but I use it's a different term. It's Turbo Liner. But what it does is it just coats the whole thing like tar. So then hopefully that we won't get much rust. But then we paint the inside and outside of the phone booth. And we even have a fake phone on the wall with coin slots and a receiver trying to just get people to maybe stop or at least see, hey, I'm going to call home, or 988. They can call that number. No one else knows they call it. So they can, the weight of connection, that's what the phone is basically, is making you connect with someone. So that's the idea there.
Jim, as an artist, I'm curious as to, how you decided that it was a connection. You wanted to address an awareness of mental health, and in your artful way, your thought was people need to reach out and chat with one another and talk with one another. What do you feel was missing, or did you feel there was something missing, or why is it this message?
I think the other message, we talked to Cassie and Matt, right before this, mm-hmm. They're working on programs. This, the state of Montana is, the legislature is. I thought this is a totally different approach, which I don't think it's been done anywhere. So maybe this works on a different level, or maybe it adds, one more 0.5% to the mental health in Montana. Maybe it does, it gets more people aware of what's going on. But I don't think people always, if you look out in eastern Montana, there's plenty of places to put a phone booth that no one's going to see anything else but a phone booth, from a quarter of a mile away. Mm-hmm. And that time you're thinking, what the heck is that? And maybe you see it, maybe you stop, maybe you don't, you just go by it. And Okay, a phone booth out here, and it says call home, or it says keep in touch, or it has 988, the federal health numbers. Mm-hmm. I think it'll make a difference. And that's what my goal is, to make a difference so we don't have this, you know, we're in the top three suicide states in the nation as far as numbers go. And that's just really shocking. But it's easy to look at when you say, hey, we are isolated. And these people, you know, no matter if they're veterans or they're, you know, some old grandma or some young kid, they all have somewhat the same challenges. And maybe this would put a needle into them and say, hey, you know, I can try talking to these people. Maybe I talk to my brother or my sister. It's something to get some action moving in that direction.
Yeah, it can be just as simple as a phone call can really turn things around. Again, Jim Dolan is with us, jimdolanart.com for more information on this. I'll get an update here in just a little bit. I only got like about a minute and a half left, and you know, I'm super curious to talk to you. And when this one, of course, let's not forget Western Montana, right? But we're isolated in the eastern side of the state because of the rural nature of it. There's more urbanization in Western Montana, but you're still looking for locations in Western Montana, right?
Well, yeah, I haven't really done much with Western Montana yet. And part of the challenge I see is there's a lot more people and there's more resources. But, you know, when you put up a phone booth in north of Miles City or outside of, you know, 212 down by Ekalaka, that's the only thing you see for a quarter mile. You know, in Western Montana has a lot of things that'll attract your attention. So I thought, well, I think the major problem, as I see it, is isolation in Eastern Montana more than Western Montana. That's where I want to at least start this. So we'll see what happens there. You know, people get sick of seeing red phone booths. Maybe they'll want me to take some over to Western Montana.
Well, I'm going to encourage that. All right. So anybody in Western Montana, let's get Jim Dolan focusing there as well. How many do you have?
Well, right now we're going to have six by end of this week.
And those are big, and these are not, you know, how long does it take from start to finish to get one of these done?
You know, I have a college student that comes to work 25 hours a week. So we get one done about every 4 days, three, 4 days.
Jim, this
and
is...
We're doing them because they're repeatable, so you can make all the phones all at one time.
It's a great project, Jim, and so we'll keep up to speed with you on it as well and encourage it. Jim Dolan, jimdolanart.com. Thank you, Jim. Be well. That's cool. An artist like Jim Dolan who's got these huge pieces all over the world, 170 large-scale public pieces. Guy like him picking up the mantle for mental health wellness. Of course, he had talked about, you know, how that tragedy has touched his life personally as well. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people share that story, too, that suicide has impacted their families in a direct way, too. And I just try to keep covering it so we're encouraged that you know, that is 100% preventable. And there are people out there who can help, who care about it, like Jim Dolan. And just Google, there's art all over the world. Look at that. Hey, thank you guys for joining us as well. JimDolanArt.com for more information. Have a good one. Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.